This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You have heard, I'm sure, here and elsewhere, about the business cycle, yes? There are economic expansions and economic contractions. Recessions is what those contractions are called. There's also, as you're about to hear, supply chain cycles. Globally, those supply chains have mostly bounced back from the snafu of the pandemic. But there are some signs of late that they may be tightening up again. The consulting firm GEP said this week supply chains are nearing full capacity for the first time in almost a year. And also, an index from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York shows rising supply pressures as well. But in the way these things tend to work, that could be a good economic omen for the months ahead, as Marketplace's Henry App reports.
When people started ordering a bunch of stuff in the early part of the pandemic, companies that move that stuff were caught off guard. And so they responded by adding capacity to move it all. Trucks, ships, train cars.
And truthfully, there was too much. And then a whole bunch of it went to the sidelines.
Dale Rogers is a professor of logistics and supply chain management at Arizona State University. As demand for raw materials and consumer goods dropped off last year, companies idled a lot of those trucks and ships and train cars. But now, more of that capacity is coming back online.
And the fact that it's coming back tells you that good things are going to show up in GDP probably before the end of the next quarter.
It's coming back because there's greater demand again, coming mostly from two parts of the economy, says Mukund Acharya, vice president at the consulting firm GEP.
One is driven off consumer demand, and the other is the fact that the government is now pushing and investing more. And so we're seeing the increase coming from semiconductors, renewables, construction.
The Infrastructure Law and Inflation Reduction Act, Acharya says, are boosting manufacturers, driving demand for the components and raw materials they need to have shipped to them. But since that demand is rising from a pretty steep drop-off last year, the cost of shipping things right now is really low. James Lamond teaches at the University of Minnesota Crookston.
So you're seeing less stress in terms of supply chain-driven inflation, but then the people in the middle that are actually transporting them are suffering.
Still, the rebound in demand is helping the sector, says Joe Dunlap at CBRE.
So holding our breath that we can make it through the calendar this year without any further disruptions that may set us back.
And possible disruptions are out there, he says. Wars, droughts, hurricane season. A lot of breath holding might be in order. I'm Henry App for Marketplace.